Mr. Robertson.
Hold on one second. Thank you, Mr. Vincent. We have a single public hearing this afternoon. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the matter requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced, then the director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will then be called upon to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting the application. Council may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant has presented its application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, not a lot of people present in chambers, you are required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there's no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for an organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and I will make it part of the record. If there's more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you do have a cell phone, pager, beep, or other telephonic device with you, we do ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not discussed its recommendation report at the time of the hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, council should accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendations to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council on my advice will not read or respond substantively to any email, mail, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based upon the record established at both the council and the commission hearings. Thank you, Mr. President. And with that, the first item and the only item on tonight's or this afternoon's agenda is change of zone number 1961 filed on behalf of Country Log Care and Maintenance, and it is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 7.75 acres more or less, the property being on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, which is Route 9, approximately 0.89 miles east of Steiner Road, and the 911 address is 24347, Lewis Georgetown Highway, again being Route 9, and its tax parcel part of 135.11.00.32.00. And with that, Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. Mr. Robertson has already read most of what I was going to say, so that's very helpful. Thank you. All I have to add, Mr. President, is that submitted into the record for this application, we have a copy of the applicant's survey, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklets, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, we also have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response. I would also note that we have received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of July 14th of this year, and at the meeting of July 28th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 9 reasons as outlined in the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions, Mr. Whitehouse?
Okay, seeing none. Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Panay Associates, located just outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here representing the application today for Country Lawn Care. And with me today is Jerry and Stephanie Daugherty, who are the owners of Country Lawn Care, as well as their daughter. And also with me from Pannoni is Alan Decker, professional engineer, and Eric Wall, registered landscape architect. They have been working with the Daugherties on this property and on this application. As introduced, this is an application to grant a rezoning of a portion of lands in AR1 Agricultural Residential District. It's on 7.75 acres, more or less, in the Georgetown 100, and it's on the north side of the Lewis-Georgetown Highway. The remaining property, which is out front, which is currently 3.85 acres, is already currently zoned C1 general commercial. If you note on the arrow, this property is bordered on the east with other commercially zoned property with a project. It's an apartment project called Weston Willows. And coincidentally, Country Lawn Care has the contract. They take care of all the landscaping for Weston Willows. They're bordered on the north by a residentially zoned property, which is known as the Azalea Woods Project. They are bordered on the west by other split zone commercial and agricultural residential zoned properties. And of course, they're located on US Route 9, which is the Lewis-Georgetown Highway, which is a principal arterial. We know that the purpose of the C2 medium commercial district is to support uses that include retail sales and performance of consumer services. It permits a variety of retail, professional, and service businesses, and it states that the district shall be primarily located near arterial and collector roads, which again, US Route 9 being the principal arterial. The applicant proposes to utilize the site as the headquarters of his landscaping business, which again is Country Lawn Care. They were currently just west of here in Harbison on Route 9 is where their facility was, and then that property got sold and then they had to leave. So this will be their home base for their company at this time, and they hope to be able to develop this property not only for their Country Lawn Care business, but for other uses that they are looking to do. They currently employ about 22 employees at this time. This property will also help them be able to expand their business even further. The commercial zoning is in the vicinity of other commercial zone properties. As we're all familiar with US Route 9, you can see here, and these maps are all located in the existing exhibit booklet that was turned in. You can see all the other businesses that are located in this area. Again, there's some other landscaping businesses. There's some industrial here, the Route 9 Industrial Center. AP Kroll is in this area, and of course other commercially zoned properties across the road, and at the intersection of just down from here at the intersection of Route 30 and Route 9 is the Del Dot Yard for South District. In the 2019 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the property proposed for rezoning is identified as a commercial property, which is a growth area within the Comprehensive Plan. Consistent with the Comprehensive Plan's future land use chapter, the county considers the development along arterial roads, such as the Lewis-Georgetown Highway, as a business corridor. We also know that the Comprehensive Plan is a guide for the future use of lands, and that the official zoning map must be consistent with the uses and intensities of uses provided for in the future land use plan. So again, I've provided some maps here that shows, this is the Comprehensive Plan here, and it shows how the entire property, along with other properties here that are located in the commercial area under the future land use map. According to the 2020 Delaware State Strategies for Policies and Spending, we're in both a level 3 and a level 4. area. Some of the ideas that the Sussex Plan has when it talks about developing and promoting commercial along this corridor, it meets some of the qualifiers that are in the comprehensive plan, such as the infrastructure. There is water and sewer available to the site by Artesian, so they have water and sewer running across the frontage of this property. Again, this is on a principal arterial, so the additional setbacks will be required by DLDOT along with permitted easements. This is a 100-foot right-of-way along this portion of U.S. Route 9, so we have additional right-of-way out of the property will be dedicated as a part of preparing the site plans for this property. DLDOT considered this the traffic for the Country Lawn Care as negligible, as per the MOU that's with the Sussex County when it comes to the traffic, and again the additional setbacks that will be required as a part of this project. Again, the comprehensive plan is the guide for the future of the land. The county's official map must be consistent. So on table 4.5-2. It provides the tools for the correct zoning for the right land use category. And since this is a commercial area, C2 is an applicable zoning district within a commercial area. Some of the housekeeping items on this property. This property does have tax ditches that run along the eastern side of this property. There are some additional setbacks for those tax ditches. We have provided a site plan of sorts that the daughters would like to see to do with this property in the future. And as you can see, we do show some of the setbacks that are required. It's an 80-foot setback. We have submitted the documents to Denirec to reduce that setback from 80 feet down to 25 feet. And that's going through the motions right now through the Denirec process for that. There are wetlands on the property. Those have been mapped. We provided the wetland study in the hearing booklet, so we are staying away from those wetlands, as you can tell. As a drive is being planned to come up here, the wetlands are located here, and they are being routed around the wetlands here to be able to get to the back of the property for the project. We're in a flood zone X, unshaded. Again, the property is served by public water and sewer. The properties are not in any groundwater protection areas. And with that, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of this district and the future land use plan strategies and objectives of the comprehensive plan that promotes growth and development in an area that is located along a principal arterial that will dedicate sufficient right-of-way for expansion of the highway where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And with that, with the hearing exhibits that the booklet that we've submitted, all the plans that we've submitted, and along with the recommendation by the Planning and Zoning Commission, that's our presentation today, and we ask that you look favorably at our application.
Any questions of council? Questions of council? Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Is there anyone present this afternoon who wishes to speak in favor of change in zone number
1961.
Mr. President, it appears that there's no one here in chambers that wishes to speak in favor. Is there anyone here in chambers that wishes to speak in opposition to condition or change in zone number 1961? Again, appearing that there's no one here who wishes to speak in opposition. Operator, is there anyone on the phone who wishes to speak in favor of or in opposition to or with questions regarding change of zone number 1961? Thank you very much. And with that, I turn it back over to you. You can
close public hearing, include public records. Okay, with council. Mm-hmm. You read the short title, please.
I will certainly do that. Again, it is change in zone number 1961, filed on behalf of Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC. The short title is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 7.75 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Riley.
I will vote yes based on the recommendations of Planning and Zoning.
Schaefer?
I will also vote yes based on a recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Green?
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation from Planning and Zoning.
Hudson?
I also vote yes based on the reasons given by Planning and Zoning.
I also vote yes based on Planning and Zoning recommendations. Motion carried. Have a great afternoon.
Very good.
Man, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second, Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
We're now adjourned. Thank everybody.